WGST. 640 WGST, the Sully Show, great day in the radio industry, and always a great day on Friday, a little after 1 o'clock, when we get to visit with Rick Limpert, who you can follow on Twitter. His handle, Rick Roswell, covers sports and technology on a national level. You can read his work on Yahoo.com. And Rick, today you're going to take a look back at Tax Day and some other news and notes of the week. How was Hawaii, by the way?
It was great, Sully, and it's great to... Well, not great to come back to this wet weather, but you know, my tan is starting to fade, so I'm starting to worry a little bit.
Oh, well, as long as your Crocs are still intact, all will be well, right?
Yeah, I had my Crocs on out there at the golf tournament, TPC Sugarloaf, yesterday, Sully, so have a good time out there.
You don't want to get too close to some of those Hawaiian volcanoes, though, with those Crocs. It can melt a little bit, right?
I would think so. I'd not get too close to them. I mainly stayed in the sand and on the fairways of the golf course.
Well, that's good. Always good to chat with Rick Limpert. You can pick up his sports travel book, by the way. It's called The Fam Trip Field Guide. It's available in the Kindle store on Amazon.com, also in paperback by way of the bookpatch.com. Well, we survived April 15th, Rick, tax day in the books. A lot of people electronically filed this year, and I would expect the number is just going to grow and grow as each year ticks on.
Yeah, technology comes into play with our tax returns now on a couple of different fronts. 100 million taxpayers filed electronically their federal return this year, so that's a record. And that is, you know, probably over half the filers are now filing electronically. So that's a big move. And then also, 29 million Americans estimated are using a program like TurboTax to do their tax returns themselves. So it's never been easier to file and never been easier to do our own tax returns thanks to computers and technology now.
I know in February and March and obviously into April, we see a lot of commercials on TV for different tax services. I have thoroughly enjoyed some of TurboTax's spots. They've been phenomenal. And no surprise that they saw a great spike in business thanks to not only the need for their services, but also their great commercials too.
Yeah, those have been great, including one during the Super Bowl. But also, you know, it takes less than an hour using the tax software in our home to do our taxes. So that's incredible. It actually takes more time to organize our tax documents and information than it does to actually do the return. So I think that's great. Although, you know, a lot of people want the IRS abolished and different us to go to a different type of tax system, which might be good at some point. But, you know, I think most people can do their own taxes now. It's pretty simple. And a program like TurboTax allows us to do that.
Chatting with Rick Limpert, who you can visit online, either on Twitter by following him, Rick Roswell, his Twitter handle, and ricklimpert.info, his website. April 15th, a good reminder for folks to continue to think about identity theft. I've been a victim of it before. And as you file your taxes, you're, of course, typing in your Social Security number. If the wrong people get a hold of that number, they can actually file taxes with your number and really mess your bookkeeping up.
Yeah, sorry you've fallen victim to that, Sully, but yeah, it does happen, and anytime our Social Security number gets out there, bad things can happen. So I'll put a list of these on my website, ricklimpert.info. You know, don't be afraid to file a report, check your credit history to make sure nobody's stealing your identity. Call the IRS if you think maybe people did file fraudulent returns. So there's just some simple tips we can use. As that's the downfall, a lot of times with things getting easier to file and doing things electronically, that our identities can get stolen.
Now, given your financial situation, when you do get that refund, the government giving some of the money that it's taken from you back, there are a number of different things that you can do. We wouldn't necessarily always recommend going out and buying a television, but if that is what you are set on doing, there's some pretty good deals out there right now.
Yeah, it's said that a lot of people do go buy a new television with their tax returns. So this one caught my attention this week. We talked about 4K TVs and how expensive they are, and kind of this is the wave of the future. Vizio now has a 4K television that starts at $600. So this is a 43-inch model. These things are not coming down in price very quickly. Amazing. This TV would have been maybe $4,000 a couple years ago. So a 4K TV under $600. You might want to check that out.
Yeah, and we'll be looking forward to watching the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics in their opening round playoff series on Sunday afternoon. Tip off a little after 3. Looking forward to that too, Rick.
I'll be watching that, Sully. I think that's a little more compelling than the Hawk series is going to be.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk about the oldest stone tools that have been discovered in Kenya. I'm always fascinated with these types of discoveries. How old are these items which have recently been unearthed?
Well, pretty old. It's only 3.3 million years is what they're estimating. 700,000 years older than the previously oldest found tools. They found these in Kenya. And this was kind of interesting. When I was in Hawaii, they were telling me that they used to use bones from dead bodies to make tools back in the ancient days in Hawaii. They were telling us and showing us some of those things. So kind of interested in how people develop tools. Tools have always been used by people, and these 3.3 million year old tools are proving that.
Reviewing some of the news of the week with Rick Limpert. Our weekly conversation with him takes place just a little bit after 1 o'clock here on 640 WGST on Fridays. You can follow Rick on Twitter. His handle is Rick Roswell. His website, ricklimpert.info. It is also the 50-year anniversary of Moore's Law. Tell us about Moore's Law.
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with Moore's Law, Sully, but basically in the tech world, pretty important. It basically says that in the history of computing hardware, the number of transistors in a circuit will double approximately every 2 years. And this has remained true. So if you remember back in the days when computers had 256 megabytes of storage, it went up to 512 after that, then went up to 1024. So this did kind of hold true. It happened until about now, and now they're saying Moore's Law, after about 50 years, may come to an end. So I don't know how familiar you are with Moore's Law, Sully, but it's something that tech people have been following for a long time.
Well, I know what Murphy's Law is, and that kind of more applies to me in my life. How about you?
Yeah, that does come into play, although we don't follow Murphy's Law, really. But in charting things just seem to happen to us, and that's where that comes into play. Moore's Law is something we did follow. It's a little geeky and a little inside the beltway, but something that is turning 50 this week, and we'll see where hardware is going here in the next few years. Things are pretty mature when it comes to our laptops and desktops. How much better can they get? I don't know.
Well, I'm curious to see, because it seems like there's so much of a demand for it. Storage space on our smaller devices, like our tablets and our phones. It seems like people are just running out of room. I think that there's an increasing demand for more space on there, and marketers of different products are able to really prey upon the need for more space and for people to have more apps and information on their devices.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where phones are going now. You can't really improve the kind of the design and the aesthetics of a phone, but we can improve storage. And kind of an interesting fact, when they had those dock strikes in California back a couple months ago, Sully, there was a bunch of memory and storage that was stuck at sea that couldn't get to this country, so they were afraid for things made in this country, we were going to run out of memory, but those strikes apparently are over, and I guess we're going to have all the memory we can use at our disposal. And memory's going down in price as well. So as things mature, they tend to go down in price.
Well, we are not out of memory, but we are out of time. Our weekly visit with Rick Limpert on 640 WGST, covering sports and technology on a national level for Yahoo.com. You can also read his daily technology column featured at Examiner.com. Anything good on the television this weekend, Rick, sports-wise, aside from the Hawks and Nets getting started?
Well, the golf will be on TV from Gwinnett. I'll be out there tomorrow again, so you can watch that. I don't know. So I'm watching less and less TV as we get into the summer months here and trying to spend more time outdoors. And next week, Sully, we'll be talking a little about the great outdoors. So that's a little teaser for next week.
Excellent. Follow Rick on Twitter. His handle, Rick Roswell. Rick, thanks as always, man.
Sully, take care. Have fun.
More from the TPC at Sugarloaf. That's where we're broadcasting from today. That's just ahead. This is The Sully Show, and you're listening to Talk Radio 640 WGST.